Jerry Bader Show 1036. We're going to have to push something off for yet another day. It's a story that I teased yesterday, didn't get to today, or yesterday, and I'm not going to get to it today. At least I didn't tease it today. It's a story about people who say they are persecuted and want asylum in America, in the United States. Those who say they are persecuted because they're homosexual get preferential treatment. Very interesting topic, and I do want to get to it. But we're not going to get to that today because I got to get to a bunch of things here. And there's a chance for you to win. We'll do this near the end of the hour, Jason. Just based on where you live, you could win a night stay in Green Bay at a really nice restaurant certificate. All based on where you live. Do you live in the right place? Be listening before the end of the hour, and we will do that. Poll shows erosion in president support. Only 37% back Obama's handling of foreign policy. This is interesting. His approval rating is down, although a majority of the public still agrees with him on education, immigration, and climate change. By the way, frightening numbers on climate change and how Americans seem to be buying into that again. Anyway, on the issues, they think he's right. But his own numbers continue to plummet. Why? This is critical. Lack of leadership. They see him as a poor leader. Boy, that took a while for them to get a clue, didn't it? That was obvious to those of us on this side from the onset. Well, you know what it is. This is what's interesting. Because they say that foreign policy is back burner and that he has succeeded in making it back burner. But there's a tipping point. And I think it may have been Iraq. There's a tipping point where it's like, well, yeah, you know, we want the economy fixed first and all of that. But America does need to continue to be the world leader. And it's not just his own personal leadership. It's that we are no longer a global leader. And that's what they're concerned about. That's the issue, I think, why his leadership is doing so poorly. Hillary Clinton faces trust deficit with the voters in the same poll. 55% of all voters think Mrs. Clinton is knowledgeable and experienced enough to handle the presidency, but more voters disagree than agree with the statement. She is honest and straightforward. She didn't do anything to help that cause in the last couple of weeks with a couple of serious gaffes. Speaking of gaffes, Mrs. Clinton claims she had doubts about using an anti-Muslim video for an explanation for the Benghazi strike. Yeah. Oh, yeah. Right from the start, I had doubts about those claims, even though it was her State Department that pushed them, rather than say it was a terror attack. More on Benghazi in a moment. I want to stick with Hillary here for a moment. Yeah, Jason, have that ready. So last night she was on a town hall meeting on CNN, and she was asked about the humanitarian crisis for which the Obama administration is not getting anywhere near the blame it deserves. They announced the DREAM policy, which allows those who were born here to stay here. If they were born in a certain time frame, because they were brought here against their will. Throughout Central America, that policy is being misunderstood to mean if we dump our kids at the border, they're going to get to stay. Now, there's always been a problem with child dumping, but it's in unthinkable numbers right now. And there's a massive humanitarian crisis from tens of thousands of children being dumped at our border because their parents think they're going to get to live here. Their children are going to get to live here. It's out of control. It is a humanitarian crisis. Hillary was asked about this in this town hall meeting on CNN and shocked the crap out of her liberal supporters.
What about right now, as we're seeing these thousands of children come across, shunted off into makeshift shelters?
It's horrible.
Hard choice. Let them stay in the United States or send them back?
Well, two quick points. One, the numbers are increasing dramatically. And the main reason, I believe, why that's happening is that the violence in certain of those Central American countries is increasing dramatically. And there is not sufficient law enforcement or will on the part of the governments of those countries to try to deal with this exponential increase in violence, drug trafficking, the drug cartels. And many children are fleeing from that violence.
Should they be able to stay here? It's safer.
It may be safer, but that's not the answer.
Should they be sent back?
First of all, we have to provide the best emergency care we can provide. We have children 5 and 6 years old who have come up from Central America. We need to do more to provide border security in southern Mexico.
They should be sent back now?
Well, they should be sent back as soon as it can be determined who responsible adults and their families are, because there are concerns about whether all of them can be sent back, but I think all of them who can be should be reunited with their families. And just as Vice President Biden is doing today in Central America, we've got to do more. I started this when I was secretary to deal with the violence in this region, to deal with border security. But we have to send a clear message. Just because your child gets across the border, that doesn't mean the child gets to stay. So we don't want to send a message that is contrary to our laws or will encourage more children to make that dangerous journey.
We're going to go into a
Very interesting. By the way, she blames the violence in those Central American countries, and I'm not saying that isn't a factor, but what do you mean you don't want to send that signal? You've sent every signal that if they dump their kids here, their kids will get to stay. Not you, but the administration. It's exactly what the administration has done. She didn't want to blame it on that. Back to Benghazi. U.S. forces capture key Benghazi suspect. He is going to be arraigned. He is not going to be sent to Gitmo to be questioned. This is beyond stupid. I mean, this is just, we just never, ever, ever learn the lesson. Ron Johnson, really stupid policy to immediately arraign Benghazi terror suspect. The Washington Post reports that the suspect is this is going to be arraigned. Senator Ron Johnson, who serves on the Foreign Relations Committee, said Tuesday he first learned of the raid from news reports on his cell phone. But Johnson says, well, he's pleased with the news. He's glad that we have the suspect, but we also need to hold those accountable. He said the way to get information from a terrorist like this one is to detain and interrogate them. That's what has worked at Guantanamo. Not through torture, not through abusive techniques, Johnson said. You hold people there, you question them relentlessly, you gain their trust over time, and they start to give up information. Yes, that is what should happen. That is not what's going to happen. Now, I have one more for you that I missed, and we're going to get to that in just a bit. Before we do that, you're going to have a chance for certain listeners to win. This is something very unusual of a Jerry Bader show. July 10th through the 17th is Restaurant Week in Green Bay. What we have done starting last year, well, last year was the first one, but we've partnered with the Green Bay Convention and Visitors Bureau, and we have, now this is, and I'll be honest, this is for folks outside the Green Bay area. What I'm going to do here in a few moments, I'm going to read 4 communities. If you have a zip code in any of those communities, you have a chance to win 2 getaway packages with really nice restaurant certificates. They are participating restaurants in Restaurant Week. One of them is the Union Hotel and Restaurant. Now, this is the restaurant there. And the Aloft Hotel, that's one package, very, very nice. The other is Republic Chop House, where Jason and I just shot a video, and Jason had the best pork chop of his whole entire life. And you'll be seeing that online. And you get to stay at the Hyatt on Main, so that works out well. Again, this is for outside the Green Bay area. Now, here's what we're going to do. If you have a zip code that is in one of the 4 communities that I'm about to mention, we'll just take the first 2 from these 4 communities. But don't cheat, because you have to give Jason your address because we're going to mail these to you. And we'll know. He'll check. You have to give him your zip code. So we'll know. So I'm going to give the four communities. Anyone living in these communities can call 406-1360, 888-455-1360. Actually, not 406. Not 406. 888. Clear the lines. I didn't say where they are yet. 888-455-1360. Here are the four communities. Marshfield, Plymouth, Rothschild, Schofield, 888-455-1360. Marshfield, Plymouth, Rothschild, Schofield. If you have a zip code in any of those communities, if you're one of the first two, you get one of the packages. It's 1047.
The Jerry Bader Show.